I have just chaired a meeting of the Cabinet where we agreed that the government should call a general election to be held on the 8th of June.
First it was Brexit, then it was talk of IndyRef 2, but in just over 7 weeks' time we'll be back at the polls again for another general election.
It was with reluctance that I decided the country needs this election, but it is with strong conviction that I say it is necessary to secure the strong and stable leadership the country needs.
In the last 2.5 years we've had the independence referendum, the last Westminster election, a Scottish Parliament election, and next month we're going to have the local government elections.
But it's very clear that this is a decision that Theresa May has made in the interests of her own party.
We're fit to fight, we're ready to go.
This is a Prime Minister that said we would not have a snap election. She's broken her word.
As much as it's a surprise, we've been preparing for a general election since the end of last year.
That's what political leaders here at Holyrood think, but are people ready for another vote?
She's scared and she wants to prove that she can actually do it. She knows that she's got power and she's just trying to influence it.
I think it's quite good. Give Britain a bit of a clearer image as to what's going to happen in the future as well.
The next election wasn't due until 2020, so how can we have one early? Political process can be complicated, so I'll try and keep this brief. Normally, an election takes place every 5 years, which means to have one this early, Westminster needs to give its approval. So we'll have a vote there tomorrow that needs the support of 2/3 of MPs to go through. That's expected to happen, and if it does, we'll all be heading to the polls in a few weeks' time. But where are the potential hot seats in Scotland? Our reporter Hope Webb's in Edinburgh South.
This is one of the constituencies that'll have a lot of eyes on it come June, and that's because it's the only seat Labour has in Scotland right now. Ian Murray's the MP, and in 2015 he beat the SNP's Neil Hay by around 5%. The only seat the Tories have at the moment is Dumfriesshire, Clydesdale and Tweeddale. That belongs to Scotland Secretary David Mundell. He won a tight race by a margin of just 1.5%. Now let's go to Linda Sinclair, who's talking to politics expert Dr Thomas Lundberg from Glasgow University.
Now, I've just been out voxing people in the streets and a lot of them are apathetic. They're like, no, another election. I mean, it's hard to believe. Unprecedented times, amount of elections we've had.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's a time of great upheaval, both UK-wide and also here in Scotland and really throughout Europe. So she is taking a risk, Theresa May, by doing this.
So a big day for Theresa May, and only time will tell what the end results will be.
Let the people decide.